Now, as you heard in the news bulletin earlier, former Irish soldier Lisa Smith has been found guilty of being a member of the unlawful terrorist group Islamic State. However, she was acquitted of a charge of financing terrorism by sending money to a man in May 2015 for the benefit of ISIS. She'll be sentenced on July the 11th. Our reporter Diane Connor was in court and joins us now. This was a case heard, Diane, in the Special Criminal Court, the three-judge court. They gave their verdict today. What did they have to say about their verdicts and why they had come to the decision they came to?
Well, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt read out the verdict on behalf of those three judges, and it took 90 minutes today. We heard some of the background, how Lisa Smith had travelled to Syria in 2015 after Islamic State's leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi called on all Muslims to travel to Islamic State that he had created. She returned to Ireland in 2019 with her young daughter and was arrested and questioned by Gardaí. And in numerous interviews with Gardaí in December 2019, she repeatedly said that she had travelled to Syria because she believed she had a religious obligation to live inside the Islamic State that had been announced by al-Baghdadi in 2014. She was charged with membership of Islamic State and financing a terrorist organisation. As you said, she went on trial before the Special Criminal Court, and that trial lasted 9 weeks and ended earlier this year back in March. So this morning, 90 minutes of reading. First of all, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt began with the charge of financing a terrorist organisation, and she was found not guilty in relation to that for sending €800 to a named man who's linked to ISIS. The judge said that it was reasonably possible that Ms. Smith had intended the money to be used for humanitarian reasons rather than for the benefit of the terrorist organisation. Then he moved on to the second charge, which is being a member of a terrorist organisation, and Mr. Justice Hunt said that the courts believed her supportive views for Islamic State were already in place prior to the call for the caliphate, and that Justice Hunt said that Lisa Smith's social media posts firmly established the hardening of her attitude. And he said there were several other parts of the world where she could have lived under the same code, but she was particularly well informed when deciding to live in Syria, and he said she actually went in there with her eyes wide open and made the decision to stay there. So he said that three judges agreed that the prosecution had proven beyond a reasonable doubt that she was a member of the terrorist organisation.
And in particular, the judges addressed this question of somebody motivated by a religious conviction.
Yes, he said that the court had decided that the issue of religion or religious belief or religious compulsion was irrelevant. He said it was no defence for a person to say they committed a crime because of that religious belief, even if it is sincerely held. And he said the belief that adherents to Islam compelled travel to the Islamic State Caliphate was confined to supporters of al-Baghdadi and was very far from being accepted by Muslims generally, who most were repelled by the violent and intolerant nature of the group. He also said that during her guard interview, she had said that she hadn't been looking at these violent online videos of beheadings, but it turned out this wasn't true because they relied a lot on her social media postings and her beliefs. As I said, they had hardened as she went on. And also, when she went to Syria, she lived in accommodation provided to her by Islamic State. She was a single woman and she was allowed after 6 months to leave that female accommodation unit because she left with a man who she was good friends with, the family who she was very good friends with, who were very strongly linked and in quite good positions within ISIS. So this all contributed to a kind of combining of all the circumstantial evidence.
And she'll be sentenced on July the 11th, as we said.
That's right. And she's on bail until then.
Very good, Diane Connor. Thank you very much for that.